Good morning, and here's the news. The board of directors of the American Samoa Telecommunications Authority has selected Mrs. Folasaitu Sorepa Fata-Thomas as the new CEO of Astica. Selected through an open recruitment process launched in May 2025, Folasaitu stood out for her extensive leadership experience, strategic vision, and proven ability to guide organizations through growth and transformation. She graduated from Nu'uli Vocational Technical High School in 2000 and, after more than 25 years of honorable service in the United States Army, returns home to reaffirm her lifelong commitment to church, family, and community. As a Chief Warrant Officer for, she led both soldiers and civilians in logistics, procurement, fiscal management, and large-scale project execution. She brings a strong academic foundation in international affairs, human resource management, and project leadership. Yet she remains grounded in the belief that titles do not define impact, outcomes do. Fola will officially join the Astica team in September following her retirement from the Army. Chairman of the Astica board, Avamore Dave Halleck, said Astica is entering an exciting phase with major ongoing projects and plans for the future. Fola's deep expertise, strategic mindset, and commitment to service will help guide Astica into its next era of innovation and reliability for the people of American Samoa. Fola said she's humbled by the trust that the Astica board has placed in her. "It is an honor to lead Astica at such a pivotal time. I look forward to working alongside our dedicated team to connect, empower, and serve." Born in Wailotai, Fola is the daughter of the late Malo Samoa of Siumu and Nafenga and Fa'alepa Laumauva Fanua of Puleia and Wailotai. She's married to Mark Thomas of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and they have six children. The chairman of the House Public Safety Committee, Avangafono Waimanga Mayava, has written to Samoa's Commissioner of Police, Awapa'aulongwetino Filippo, concerning statements attributed to the commissioner implying that American Samoa is the gateway for methamphetamine entering Samoa. The Samoa Police Commissioner had been quoted by the Samoa Observer in an article in July saying that American Samoa is the most common route for methamphetamine coming into Samoa, but he did not give details to substantiate his claims. Representative Avangafono, a former Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety, wrote in an August 11th letter to the Samoa Police Commissioner, "Let me respectfully state, such claims are serious and, unless supported by concrete evidence, are highly damaging to the reputation of American Samoa, a United States territory that holds strict drug enforcement policies and border control procedures." He said these comments, unfortunately, appear to be baseless and not grounded in verifiable facts. Avangafono informed the Samoa Police Commissioner that during a House hearing to investigate these claims, testimony was received from relevant government departments, including Customs, Public Safety, and other law enforcement officials, and it was clearly stated that American Samoa is neither a producer of methamphetamine or a known point of origin for the export of ICE to Samoa or any other country. The Faipule wrote, "If your office is in possession of credible evidence to support the claim that drugs are being trafficked from American Samoa into Samoa, we respectfully request that this information be shared with the American Samoa legislature and appropriate enforcement agencies." He said, "We're committed to investigating any legitimate concerns and taking appropriate action where necessary. However, we urge caution against making public accusations without substantiation, as they risk undermining the good standing of American Samoa and its people." Rather than being divided, Representative Avangafono suggested that the two Samoa should cooperate in tackling the drug problem. He said, "Going forward, we believe the shared issue of transnational drug trafficking requires deeper cooperation, not division between the two Samoas. We encourage the establishment of structured and regular consultations between our respective law enforcement and customs agencies, collaboration, intelligence sharing, and joint task force efforts are far more effective than unilateral public statements." He concluded, "The fight against drugs is a mutual responsibility that requires trust, open dialogue, and coordinated action. We hope this matter can serve as an opportunity to strengthen our working relationship rather than weaken it." Governor Pulalii Nikolaopula has informed Fono leaders that ASG's revenue collections has come under 2% of the budget forecast. A preliminary and unaudited report by Treasury shows that whereas local revenues were budgeted at $124,430,250 by the end of the third quarter, actual revenues that were collected for the first three quarters of fiscal year 2025 came to $98,184,036, a shortfall of $26,246,214. There's no indication what measures the administration will take to make up for the shortfall in local revenues. The governor said in his letter to the Fono leaders, "I'm optimistic we can work together to address this issue and other matters pertaining to the budget when you reconvene in September. We all know that changes need to be made." Congresswoman Wifatali Amata has welcomed announcement of two grants, each $300,000 for the airports at Ofu and Fitiuta Tau. This comes from the Federal Aviation Administration, part of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Wifatali said, "Congratulations to Port Director Barney Sene and everyone at the American Samoa Port Authority for these two important efforts to increase the comfort and improve the experience of our people as they use our airports in Manua. The focus of the grant is on the improvement of infrastructure to modernize the facilities. These renovations will improve the waiting area at each, including replacement of the restrooms at Fitiuta, and the Ofu grant covers some of the cost of design for the reconstruction of the terminal." The Congresswoman thanked her friend and former colleague, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, and FAA Administrator Brian Befford for their support with this grant use of yearly congressional appropriations for FAA. That's the news.